I think it's the right result, and I think that the key thing, and I said in the meeting, the numbers that count more than anything are the numbers of people who voted in the May elections and said we do not want this development. It was quite a clear message, and I'm glad that the council has accepted that and acted accordingly. As for the Conservatives, I mean, we suffered very badly in the election in May. And I note this evening, I think it was a minority of Conservatives who were voting for this as well. So it's the right result. It was a huge potential albatross or vampire on the neck of the finances of the Tunbridge Wells for decades to come. This town, I think, doesn't necessarily look like it can afford a theatre. We have to subsidise massively the one that we've already got. And now we're going to look at what else might be done.
Yeah, and were you surprised that a number of colleagues on the Conservative side took your side as well? Of course, you would have expected the opposition members to have voted against this, but was that a shock to you?
No, I knew that quite a number of them, in fact, more did than I thought would, but I knew that they would do that because they've been unhappy about this all the time. It's a commercial, it's a speculative commercial venture. In my view, that is not the business of a local authority, of a council. Yes, engage in buying stuff to rent out and so on and so forth, but to speculate on markets and the economy in the way that this did, I think is wrong. It puts at risk a great deal of taxpayers' money. It was going to draw out and borrowing huge amounts of money, which would mean that our ability to borrow for other things which might arise, and I raised the point of the Cranbrook Community Centre that we've been trying for 10 years to get a miserable £4 million out of the council for that. Suddenly they can produce an extra 18 million on this project, which seems to be beginning. These things can run out of control. This looks like it's beginning to canter away with the costs. It's gone up by, we were told, suddenly by 20% by £18 million, and I'm glad that it's been put away.
Absolutely. And there was one bone of contention you had towards the end when there was what you described as an ad hoc motion that was put forward, which was seemingly giving more powers to the cross-party group, or at least ensuring that they have more of a say in what happens next. You weren't particularly happy with that?
No, this is a Conservative council. We are in the majority. It's not a hung council. And this cross-party group, which is chaired by somebody who's not elected, who is an independent, unelected member, and as far as I understand it, has a majority of opposition councillors. That's the kind of thing of coalitions in hung councils. We're not that. I believe the Conservatives should be taking hold of this, and the assessment of where the town of Tunbridge Wells goes next, and then presenting that to the council. That's what we're elected for. We're still the majority by some way, and that's what we should be doing.